That's what they used to call it. Old folks used to call it back in, when I was just a kid, they'd call it, I've got a shell of turn of corn.
Oh, they would, yeah.
Yeah, that's,
well, did you ever hear them talking about carrying wood, like in a wagon?
Yeah,
and
yeah, they call it toting.
Oh, they did? Did they?
Oh. You know, that was back when I was just a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
These old people would be the one that would...
And they'd say they were toting.
They were going to tote
in place
of saying... Toting some wood instead of carrying some wood.
Or hauling. Or
hauling. Or tote some wood.
Oh. Well, isn't that something? So you've heard
them
say that.
Yeah, lots of times.
Place of saying like hauling or...
Like, yes, or carrying.
Uh-huh.
They call it toting.
Well, now, if they were talking about toting this wood, how would they measure wood, like, if they were...
How do they measure wood? If you're going to sell wood?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, they sell it by the cord.
Oh, I see.
Or by the rick.
Or by the rick, uh-huh.
Yeah, a cord of wood is 4 foot high, and 4 foot wide, and 8 foot long.
Oh,
that's a cord of wood.
Understand.
And a rick of wood is the length that you want, and 8 foot long and 4 foot high.
Oh, the length that you want.
You say if you want 16-inch wood or 18 or 20-inch, why it'd be 8 foot long, 4 foot high, a rig between two posts.
Oh, you know, if women were carrying the washing out to hang it out on the line, what would they put it in to carry it out there?
A washing.
Uh-huh.
My wife always used a basket.
Yeah, that's what they'd always...
A clothes basket.
Uh-huh, a clothes basket. What would nails come in?
What would nails come in? There? You mean when a merchant buys them?
Yeah.
They'd come in a keg.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he'd sell them out any amount you wanted.
Uh-huh, and then you could buy
a sack, paper sack or something.
What would you call those things that would run around the barrel to hold the thing together, I guess? Hoops. Yeah, that's what would hold the thing together, I guess.
Yeah.
And
what
about, what would you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up? If they had a bottle and they wanted to put something in there to stop it up back, you know, in the earlier times, what would they use?
A cork?
And they'd stop it up with that.
Mm-hmm.
What about... What do you call one of those instruments that people would play?
Harmonica?
Uh-huh.
French harp?
Oh, that's what they... Yeah, earlier. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I used to play them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You used to know how to play one?
Oh. Yeah, I used to play a French harp.
Oh. Well, what about those things that they would put in your mouth and...
Tipped with a thing?
Yeah,
a juice harp?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I played them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wagon tongue.
And then on a buggy, before you hitch up like the horse, you have to back it in between
the chairs.
Yeah, that's what. Now, you were telling me about the wagon wheel that she had that had like the red spokes. And,
yeah.
And
buggy.
The buggy, yeah, on the buggy, not wagon wheel, on the buggy. Now, on one of those wheels like that, in the center, it'd have a
hub.
It'd have a hub.
And let's see, the spindle goes in that hub.
Oh, the spindle goes in that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, where do the spokes?
They go into the hub.
And they go into the hub.
They put them in their hub, and then they rim it with fillers.
Uh